to assume the name and history of another person, all of us give false impressions. In an effort to strengthen our credibility, we communicate an exaggerated level of honesty, care, commitment, and knowledge. We pretend our strained marriages are healthy and our voracious appetites are under control. How often has a chief executive officer or a head coach promised to remain with a company or team only to abandon ship for a higher-paying, more prestigious job? How often have political leaders made promises no man or woman could possibly deliver on? How often has a religious leader condemned the sins of others and later been caught committing the very same sins? Because leaders of integrity have integrated their ethic into every area of their lives, they communicate authentically with those they lead. They don't pretend to be someone they aren't. Because they speak honestly and openly about their strengths and weaknesses, people trust them. Toward the end of his life, Jesus told his disciples, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." In essence, he was saying, "When you look at me, you're looking at God." His claim would have been ludicrous, except for the fact that everything he ever said and did substantiated his declaration. That's why Peter could confidently identify him as the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. But remember, Jesus not only identified himself as the Son of God, but as the Son of Man. Peter not only saw Jesus walk on water, but he also saw him weep at the grave of Lazarus and heard him cry out in agony in Gethsemane. Jesus was authentic about his divinity and humanity. He allowed his disciples to see him as both God and man. If I'm going to lead with integrity, not only will I consistently practice my ethic in every area of my life, but I'll also be honest about who I am. When I interviewed for my second pastorate, I told the members of the church, "I'll consistently provide you with biblical messages that are insightful, entertaining, and practical. I'll challenge the men to a deeper devotion to God, and I'll help the church grow." Those are the kinds of things churches love to hear. But I also said, "You need to know I'm not detail-oriented, and my pastoral gifts of counseling and comforting aren't very strong." I made it clear that if they were looking for a man who would hand out warm fuzzies to each parishioner, they needed to look elsewhere for their next pastor. I don't particularly like pointing out my weaknesses to others, but because I'm committed to authenticity, I refuse to pretend I'm someone I'm not. I want those I lead to know I'm the same on the inside as I appear on the outside.